Every year, college students across the United States move into dorm rooms. But before they can settle in, they need to get the essentials: mini fridge, TV, and of course, a couch. But when a group of New York roommates brought their thrift shop couch home, they discovered a surprise: $40,000 hidden under the cushions. They talked about what they would each buy with their cut of the money. But when they found a name written on one of the envelopes, they were suddenly faced with a moral dilemma: keep the money a secret or call the thrift store and report their find. I'm sure most of us haven't held $40,000 in hand, but I'm sure we've all been faced with similar complex moral questions. Many people would be tempted to take the money and run, but we know that as Christians, we're called to a higher standard. See how Paul explains it in his letter to the Philippians. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. We're called to do what's right, even when it's really difficult. And though our salvation is not based on these works, we also know that as followers of Christ, our actions reflect the nature and character of the one we worship. In the end, the college roommates were excited to return the money to the rightful owner, an unwitting older woman whose late husband had placed the money in the couch for safekeeping. It may be hard to make certain decisions, but we know that through Christ, all things are possible. And knowing that we've done the right thing is the true reward. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.